This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is explaining how she handled a security leak. Partial passwords for voting machines appeared on a hidden spreadsheet tab online. Critics say she did not tell county officials quickly enough. Secretary Griswold.
We ended up launching an investigation to see exactly what had happened. And by the time this was public, had not informed clerks at that point.
Montrose County Clerk Tressa Grine says standard protocol means clerks inform the state of any possible local issues. She says she wishes Griswold would have done the same.
They were aware of this as long as a week ago and then made the active choice not to communicate this with the clerks.
Griswold says the leaked partial passwords would not be sufficient to access sensitive voter systems. Some Republicans are calling for her resignation. It's Halloween, and Colorado's weather is starting to feel like the end of October. Warmer than normal temperatures are cooling off, and that means more snow ahead for the mountains, maybe early next week. Along the Front Range, it's cool and dry for trick-or-treating today. A scary movie for Halloween may give you more than just a thrill, CPR's Haley May explains.
Horror is the most profitable film genre in the U.S. in terms of budget versus revenue. Laura Patterson, a professor at CU Boulder, says the appeal really depends on the individual.
Some people argue that it's just about adrenaline.
But others say watching a horror film helps you practice fight or flight, which can feel fulfilling.
You're sitting there trying to figure out what would you do and where would you go and how would you navigate it, and that can be helpful maybe in surviving a situation like that in the real world.
Patterson says horror movies can also help us bond with fellow audience members and practice empathy. Haley May, CPR News.
Denver police officers are looking out for unregistered cars and expired temporary license plates. A special enforcement period begins in November. That's tomorrow. The department says it's heard frustrations from people about those violations. Mostly sunny across the state, in Denver, highs near 60, Grand Junction in the mid-50s this afternoon. This is